Imagine it's 1974 in China. A farmer and his companions, driven by years of drought to seek new sources of water, are digging a well in a village in Xi'an. They discover fragments of pottery, heads, legs, arms. Eventually, they even uncover two large, near complete, but headless terracotta figures. The farmers sense that these clay figures are significant, perhaps associated with ancestors, but make no connection between them and China's first emperor's tomb mound nearly a mile away. Then an inspector checks in on the progress of their digging. He immediately contacts the local museum. A news writer gets wind of their discovery, and the word is out. Quickly, teams of archaeologists and excavators are formed. The government gives them a week to complete the excavation. Some 35 years later, they're still digging. Today, we are delighted to bring you China's Terracotta Warriors, the First Emperor's Legacy, the story of Emperor Qin Shi Huang's rise to power and the phenomenon of his terracotta army. As you enter the exhibition, you will discover that the story started long ago when the tiny state of Qin consolidated its power to ultimately unify seven warring states into a great empire, much of which is still the exciting China of today. My name is Kaywin Feldman. I'm the director and president of the Minneapolis Institute of Arts. I clearly remember the day in 1974 when my teacher in elementary school brought in her copy of the Time magazine article announcing the discovery of the Terracotta Warriors. And I recall the fascination and wonder that I felt about this discovery and marveled that in our world today, they could still discover 2,000 years later, one of these magical mysteries of the ancient world. We at the Minneapolis Institute of Arts are delighted to bring this experience to the people of Minnesota and are grateful to our presenting sponsor, J.P. Morgan Chase. Now, let's step back into the world of ancient China. Enjoy your discoveries.